Welcome to AU to AZ, and joining me is my wonderful and lovely co-host, Jennifer Ashby.
Hello, well, here we are on a Friday evening. I think it's Friday, isn't it, Rodney?
It is a Friday evening, Jenny.
And we've had 3 days at Mobile 2015. What a busy time.
Definitely a busy time.
How many sessions did you attend?
I attended six, seven sessions this time.
Yeah, I attended probably about eight or so sessions. I don't think I was off out of the way for any sessions. I was at all sessions, so it was great. And how many did you present, Rodney?
I presented 3 sessions at Mobile 2015 this year.
And you did some other extra things?
Oh, definitely. Had some wonderful food with people, went out to eat with some of the other presenters, and it was a really nice time. But also did a little bit of speed apping with Felix and some other people, as well as I did an Ignite on Thursday. What did you do, Jenny?
I did an Ignite as well yesterday afternoon. Great fun. They gave me a microphone, which was wonderful. I didn't have to stand up the front. So I like that. And I also did the app smashing with Felix as well. And I went stargazing and looked at the stars through this massive telescope and had a picture of Saturn and Jupiter taken with my iPhone, which are really nice. So that was great. And last year it clouded over when we were going to do that. We only got to see the moon. So it was really great that we had clear skies, because we've had a few cloudy days here in Tucson, which is very unusual.
Especially for June, it's really unusual. So since this is going to be a really short podcast, because we're really tired from all of our activities, I'm going to tell you my takeaway. One of my takeaways was the simple fact that people are still searching for support. They may be more tech savvy, but they are definitely searching for more support. And we need to make sure that we provide that support. It may be some type of structure, it may be some additional apps, but I think that we need to keep doing what we're doing to help people to get up to speed, as well as to provide the structures for those that are up to speed, but they need to help their other teammates and districts and schools to get on board. So what's your takeaway?
Well, I found that I think we've got a new round of teachers coming through as well. We think we've covered everything, and that everybody knows this or that. And then you find out that there's another lot of teachers coming through that don't know certain things and apps that we might use all the time. And so you take it for granted that they already know, and you think not to talk about it, when actually we probably should be asking to find out, who does anyone use this or not? Say something like, explain everything. Because in one of my sessions, the one I did with the animation, stop motion animation, someone was very cleverly writing and taking photos and writing and taking photos and then playing it as an animation so they could see the writing going. And I just instantly thought of explain everything. You can do that and record the screen. And they hadn't seen explain everything. So then I showed explain everything, and most people in the session hadn't. So it was great. They got a bonus in the session from giving me the idea, but I just assumed everyone would have seen it already. So it was great to learn from finding out what people know and don't know in the session. Yeah. So keynote speakers?
You want to know what I thought of them?
Who were they?
Oh, the keynote speakers, the very first one was, hold on. Give me a second. Well, okay, I'm going to start and go backwards. The final keynote speaker was Adam Bello. Like I said, we are really tired doing this at 10:48 at night on Friday. The final keynote, day 3 keynote speaker was Adam Bello, and he was really good. A lot of really great points that he made. Day 2's session keynote was Tony Vincent, which was really good. Anyway, and the very first one was Tim Rylands. Tim Rylands, wow. If you don't follow Tim Rylands on Twitter, please do. At Tim Rylands, R-Y-L-A-N-D-S. And he's really inspirational. He gives a lot of great resources, but what he does is ties everything that he talks about into a story, and that was absolutely cool.
Yeah, Tim is a master storyteller, and he does a great job of using different apps and different websites to ignite students to write. And he's really wonderful to watch as well, very entertaining, and actually you actually get involved in the story. Yeah, and our last keynote today, Adam, was just quote after quote after quote. And I tell you what, trying to tweet Adam's keynote was pretty tiring. And some of the things he had that I quoted were things like fear of failure is the greatest disconnect for people. Learn to code to unlock yourself, to light the passion. So not just so you're going to make $1 million, but actually for something else. Anyone can download an app. It's about uploading an app with kids today. So that was a really good message that he said. Time to take a risk. And he was flying a drone over the crowd using Tickle, a programming app. So he had a go at that, but he didn't have all that much success. Went around a bit, didn't it?
Yes, he did.
So he had a good go of it. The beauty of differentiation is catered to by the immense amount of apps available. So it's something we should think about, that, you know, because there are so many apps available, there really is a lot of differentiation that you can do with your learning and teaching. It's about what you can create and share. So that was just a few of his quotes. I would have liked to see how many I did. I can go back and count. And I guess the funniest thing he said was about the Apple Watch. And the Apple Watch was actually to wean people off their phones. So that was rather funny, wasn't it? Seeing when they were the creator of the phone, wanting to wean us off the phones. And of course, Tony's session was full of lots of things that we can use with our gadgets. He always has lots of tips and things to do, so that was great. What did you think? What do you remember?
From the keynotes, I really appreciated just Adam's, his viewpoint as far as looking at creation. And to me, it's about the creation and enough about the consumption. Apps are created and people consume them, but yet I think one of the things that teachers need to begin doing is looking at and implementing more of a creation opportunity for those kids to create things that are relevant to them, but as well as create things that are relevant to other people, and getting out of themselves and looking at others and helping them out. I love Tony's because it talked about personalization. It's about making it yours. So many times kids get things in and they change things and they customize it. Well, because they want to show some type of ownership, and that's important to them. When they explore and they learn, you know that they have customized the tool or the activity to themselves, and it makes it relevant for them. I really like Tim Ryland's keynote because he brought back some websites that I had bookmarked before, Indigo. And it's like, I've had this since 2010. Let me look at this again. Oh, that's how you could use it. And it was really great to see because it gave me an opportunity to go back and to see what I've missed. Sometimes being in the position that I'm in and I have the opportunity to bookmark things and to find things, that I forget what I've had in the past and to bring it back forward so other people can use it and see it again. So it gave me an opportunity, all three gave me an opportunity to think and reflect upon what my current practices are and then how I can share those current practices with others.
And I think sometimes you look at things and at that moment in time it's not suitable for what you want to do, so you put it aside. I know with some of the different apps and things that you had to register for, I went to register for them because I haven't seen it for quite some time. Then I found I was already registered. That username is already used. That email is already used. Okay, I'll try and just sign in. And what do you know, I must have registered up for it quite some time ago and had put it out of my mind. And, you know, I found a really great website and app that Catherine Burdick did today in her session, along with her wonderful cakes she had. Did you see the cakes, Rodney?
I did see those cactus cakes. Those were really cool. Not in person, but I saw pictures of them.
I'll tell you what, they tasted really nice too because they were chocolate cakes. And each cupcake was made into a different cactus. So they were really great, but they were actually to do with what we were doing with Frolic. Their website, frolic.com, allows you to create some wonderful lessons for students to pick up on the iPads using an app on their iPad. So you actually create it all on the website and you can make different pages in your lesson. One page could have media in it, like a movie. Then another page could have a multiple choice. There could be a page where they have to do a drawing, another page where they do some question and answers, lots of different things. They can even just do writing on a page to respond to what the subject was about. So we were doing about deserts, and that's why we had the desert cakes. So it was very good. And the app on the iPad that you use for it is called Activity Spot. And so once you make on Frolic, you actually have to make a class and put students on. And once you do that, when the student goes on to the Activity Spot app, they have to put in their number, that they're given a number. They put that number in, and then the lesson you have put on there will show up in theirs. The great thing about it is you can individualize the lessons. You don't have to let everyone have the same lesson. So you can modify the lesson, make it harder or make it easier, and then push it out for these students will have this one and these students will have that one. So I really liked it and I'm taking that one back. That's probably my takeaway. What about you, Rodney?
One of my takeaways that I thought was really neat from all of these sessions was the knowing that there's going to be additional people on Voxer that I get to talk to and make a part of my professional learning community. During the speed apping, I create a group called Mobile 2015, and I explained to them that everyone is going to have the opportunity to come and to be a part of this group, so that way they can extend their professional learning network even more. So I really did enjoy that a lot.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it, Roddy? And what else happened with the with your sessions? One of your sessions, I went to one of your sessions, Rodney, and it was all about the extensions and the apps. And I really liked the way you gave a definition between extension and apps. Can you say that again, what the difference was?
Sure. The applications, the Chrome applications, are simply shortcuts to the website. And I found that to be really helpful because they come up on their separate pages and things like that. And a lot of times we want to do something specific, but it doesn't stay inside the browser. It doesn't work with the browser. It simply goes to a website. The extension, though, is a specific, it brings out a specific function of the browser, which is really great. For instance, you have Extensify, which works with the apps, turns on or off all of the applications or the extensions, which is really cool. But you also have one called OneTab, which I think we've talked about it before. But OneTab simply takes away all of your tabs, puts them in a list, and it bookmarks it for you. So that way you have access to them. And when it does that inside of Chrome, it will take away all those tabs as well as reduce the necessary RAM. So not only does it label everything and lists everything and saves it for you, but it also reduces the amount of processing that your computer does to keep that information.
So that list of tabs just comes on like a web page. So then you can share that web page with someone else and there's all those links you wanted them to see. Yeah, so that's a great idea, I think. Great way to share websites. And if you quickly want to just open up a whole lot of tabs on the sites you want people to go to, then make that page and just give them the one link. So they've got all your links. So it's another way of sharing.
Absolutely.
Sharing websites, which is great. And sharing was one of the themes, really, wasn't it?
Absolutely. This year, sharing was very important. A common thread that I heard throughout all of the sessions were the simple fact that we need to share, but also that we need to make sure that we have some type of structure of why we're doing what we're doing. And I think that's the theme that I also heard throughout all of the sessions. We have to know what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Definitely. And I went to Erin Klein's session, and she has one of those sessions that's jam-packed full of lots of goodies for you to look at. And she was looking at a lot of technology that we might actually not use anymore and reusing a lot of the old technology with her kids, like cassette recorders, can you believe it? And her kids are using cassette recorders and just absolutely loving using cassette recorders and pushing a button and rewinding the tape. I thought it was funny because I know we've just got rid of a whole lot of cassettes into the chip, so we won't get those back. But she was also talking about using the LiveScribe pen with her students, and I've got a few LiveScribe pens, so I'm thinking of getting them out and actually letting the students use them again. So I love the way, you know, I used to use them quite often, the LiveScribe pen, so that you get a recording of their voice and the writing and be able to play it. Used to be a great idea. And Erin also was talking about Remind. It used to be Remind Me, now it's just Remind. So she was doing a great demo of Remind, and that was one of those things that I went to sign up to. I found I was already signed up to it. So I must have looked at that some time ago. So I might investigate a bit more about Remind, because it did look a little bit tempting, and it may be a really good communicator. What do you think about it, Rodney?
As far as Remind, I think it's a great communication tool. Again, it just goes back to me. For me, it goes back to knowing what you're going to use it for and why you're going to use it, and then making sure that those people that you can communicate with will be able to use it too. Granted, a lot of our, I'm going back, going personal, a lot of our parents do have cell phones. And one of the things that I think that we need to make sure that we do is not to inundate them with tools. So Remind would be really great. However, would it be something that we could, is there another way that we could get information out to people? We have multiple ways already that we do it. We have a school messenger which sends information out to all the parents if they need to. And so it's kind of like Remind Me. Yes, we do pay a lot of money for it, but it does some of the same features. So, you know, it's just making sure that we find the right tool for the right time and for the right purpose. So Remind would be a really great opportunity to communicate with parents if you already don't have a specific way of communicating with them.
Or I guess if you wanted to cut your costs down, that could be something you look at, cutting costs, instead of something else that might directly affect the children. So we're always looking for those sort of shortcuts that we can make. As well as all the great sessions, of course, we had the Ignite sessions. And how many Ignite sessions were there? Were there eight or something? About eight, I think. Yeah, about eight, yeah. And each person spoke for 5 minutes, 20 slides for 15 seconds each. And there was a pretty good spread of topics that went on, so that was great. And I really liked the way in between each session, Tony had us talking on our tables, having great discussions about, I used to think, but now I think this. And that was interesting to see what people pulled from each Ignite talk, and were able to say how their thoughts had changed from the Ignite speaker. What did you think, Rodney?
I really appreciated that time to think and to process between the Ignites. It also gave us to think about the topic, as well as, how does that relate to me and what I know about right now? I mean, it also gave time for the presenters to hear what people have to say after their session. And I thought that was really great opportunity to provide feedback for the Igniters.
Yeah, so all around it was a great, lovely conference. I like conferences that aren't super busy with thousands of people. The community that's formed there is really great. I had some fun with Chatterpix one day at one of my sessions. That was a lot of fun. Chatterpix. Have you used that, Rodney?
No, I haven't used Chatterpix. You're going to have to show me that one day.
It was so easy to use. That's what I really loved about it. So easy, and just saved your camera roll. So any picture that you take of any object, you can just draw a line on it, and then you can record your voice, and it makes that object talk. And the mouth will open and shut. So it was Chatterpix, and it was really easy. And then it just saved to your photo gallery, and then you can use that in a book or in a tweet, whatever you're going to use it. So it was one of those nice little things to just grab and use straight away. So that was lots of fun as well. Well, Rodney, I think we probably covered a little bit. Probably not as much as we were going to, but it was so late. I've had a great time here in the US for the week with my lovely friend Kathy Burdick here. And tomorrow I get to fly home for a whole weekend on a plane, almost. So hopefully I might see you again.
Yes, you will. You will see me again. You will definitely see again. I've really enjoyed having you here again, and I am still planning to get over there across the pond.
Okay, well, we'll hope to see you come. Let us know when you're coming so we're home. And thanks to our listeners today, this evening actually, we hope to bring you another AU to AZ podcast in June, before June is finished. So hopefully Rodney and I will get our heads together. It seems to be much easier to do these podcasts when we're not on the same land.
That is definitely true.
Okay then. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye for now.
Bye.